USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be sitting down today with Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to discuss what Pompeo learned in Saudi Arabia and Turkey this week. It's part of a continuing search for answers about the disappearance of Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi. He was a critic of the Saudi government and hasn't been seen since he went into the Saudi consulate in Istanbul more than 2 weeks ago. Pompeo met with Turkey's president yesterday after Turkish sources claimed authorities have an audio recording indicating that Khashoggi was tortured and killed inside that consulate. The death toll from Hurricane Michael keeps climbing. Four bodies found yesterday in a search of Mexico Beach, Florida, where the hurricane first made landfall. It brings the death toll to at least 32. And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Republicans might take another shot at taking down Obamacare. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is suggesting Congress might try again to repeal the Affordable Care Act after the midterm elections. The first attempt failed by one vote when Arizona Senator John McCain and fellow Republicans Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski voted against it last year. The growing opioid crisis in America, the focus of remarks delivered yesterday by Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein at the National Conference on Medicare and Medicaid.
Last year, synthetic opioids alone killed 29,000 Americans, a six-fold increase over 4 years. Synthetic opioids such as fentanyl are extremely dangerous.
Rosenstein says the Department of Justice will continue to crack down on drug dealers and doctors who intentionally overprescribe opioids. And this is USA Radio News.
Look, you've heard me talking for a year about how much I love MyPillow. You can get one, too. And now it's a better deal than ever. You go to MyPillow.com, click on the Buy One, Get One Free special, use promo code USA. You'll get one free pillow when you buy one at regular price plus shipping. And don't forget, now you have until March 1st to return it if you're not absolutely in love with it. Go to MyPillow.com, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. But do it now.
A group of senators calling on President Trump and his sons to disclose their business ties to Saudi Arabia. The demand from 11 Democratic senators coming after Washington Post journalist Jamal Khashoggi was reportedly abducted and possibly killed after entering the Saudi consulate in Turkey. The senators asking Trump to suspend all ongoing business relationships with the Saudis while the investigation continues into Khashoggi's disappearance. Lottery fever is again sweeping the nation after no winner in last night's drawing. The Powerball jackpot is now up to $430 million. Meanwhile, Mega Millions jackpot climbing up to an unbelievable $900 million. The Mega Millions drawing is Friday night. The next Powerball drawing is Saturday night. A Florida college student who's been detained in Israel is waiting to hear from the Israeli Supreme Court. Lara Al-Kasim was headed to Israel to study as a grad student at Hebrew University in Jerusalem, but she was stopped by security forces for her alleged involvement in a movement to boycott Israel over the Palestinian issue. Her case has been argued before the Israeli High Court on Wednesday. And you can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.